You can keep your face glued to the screen of what is, or you can stand up, stretch, breathe, and hammer down towards what could be.
This EpicLife.com presents The Framework. My name is Christopher Carter. My mission is to help individuals and organizations reframe passing events into revolutionary experiences. Two of my favorite compliments for my work are as follows. One, what do you want and where can I get some? And two, what the hell is wrong with you? The chapters that follow represent my sincere attempt at answering those questions, all in the hope of giving you a framework to amplify your life and your work. Chapter 1, The Need for an Integrated Life. The best days of your life deserve reverse engineering. We recall days as kids that felt like everything happened within a single 24-hour period. These were endless, effortless days of gliding between situations with friends and family, usually on our bikes or running yard to yard. At night, we'd fall asleep fulfilled, knowing everything and everyone we needed was within reach. We had seen and done it all, and tomorrow it could happen all over again. On a recent Thursday in Chicago, I was singing Ignition Remix by R. Kelly. Okay, admittedly, I was playing guitar and singing backup. The singer was on my left yelling, "Can I get a," to which I'd reply with a beep beep or a toot toot. But we weren't just a couple drunks in the karaoke bar. The singer was the founder and CEO of our $200 million company. We were performing for 50% of our coworkers against a backdrop of the Chicago skyline. I had learned the song a couple years back when I'd loop all the musical pieces parts before getting our chief up to sing. This semi-ridiculous yet fully engaged and integrated event, one I'll recall in detail for the duration of my life, can be broken down into very specific ingredients. We hear of similar events whenever a new mother relays her birth story or when colleagues recall the day they landed their fat new jobs. What if you could create days strung together by events worthy of lifelong memories? By the time I step into a conference room, whether on a pitch or to motivate a team, my support structure runs 5 levels deep. This wasn't always by design, as you'll see in the coming chapters. Over time, though, our habits and rituals evolved to meet new demands. 14 hours before we sang R. Kelly that night, I rolled out of bed and onto the hotel room floor. I resumed the familiar lotus posture. My goal upon waking is to align my cerebral spinal axis into a straight vertical line, one that I picture to be an antenna to the cosmos. After 30 minutes of focused Kriya meditation, I hit the streets for my favorite run up Lakeshore Drive. My current goal is to compress 4 miles into 30 minutes, which is fast for me. There's a parade of smiling people, all grateful to be out for the sunrise. I hit up my favorite juice bar on the way into the office after some FaceTime with my wife and 3 kids back in Ohio. It's not the same as being home, but it's great to see their faces. The day has hit a stride and it's not even 8:15 a.m. There's still plenty of time to write for my site before walking over to the office. There's the usual workday stuff of meetings, client, and team calls. The main event, at least on this day, was filming my presentation for 20 new hires. Those poor noobs. I'm who they get for 60 minutes at the tail end of orientation week, just before the buses pull up for new hire happy hour. Many of my favorite old-timers from around the company sit in on my talk. It's a mashup of digital media complexity meets positive psychology. The screen behind me projects giant flux capacitors and Voltron robots intertwined with our 4 core principles. By the time we have our coworkers singing toot toot and beep beep a couple hours later, the energy has become a fast-moving stream. There's no clear line between work and rock, between teammates and family, or challenges and solutions. I prefer to operate with zero toggle, flowing from one kick-ass situation to the next, as we did on our bikes as kids. Granted, this doesn't resemble every day, much less the day before when I was working in my pajamas and prepping for the trip. Not every day is supposed to be full-tilt epic. However, life can be designed to catalyze these epic days happening more regularly. My name is Christopher Carter. My wife and friends call me KC. My mom still calls me Chrissy. My mission is to help individuals and organizations reframe passing events into revolutionary experiences. These can be in our personal or family lives, throughout our careers, and beyond. First, we must consciously recognize these events as opportunities, prolong and savor them, and then maximize their impact and frequency. Pop quiz. What's the matter with stringing together a series of unforgettable revolutionary events and rocking them the hell out with clients, coworkers, friends, or family? You're right, not a damn thing. This is conscious lifestyle design, and it only improves with practice. Two of my favorite recurring compliments for my work are as follows. One, what are you on and where can I get some? And two, what the hell is wrong with you? What I'm on these days is the culmination of all I've ever lived. Any of the not-so-fun stuff was left on the cutting room floor years ago. I now define my life and my work by what I call my non-negotiables, the sacred life ingredients that cannot be removed or substituted. By working to expand our non-negotiables, we're able to practice and achieve a higher state of flow I call full life integration. But Chrissy, what is full life integration and why the hell should we care? Great question. I was actually just about to cover that. This is where it gets cool, you guys.
For a free download of the full manifesto with a graphic layout, please visit thisepiclife.com/manifesto. Coming up in chapter 2, the full terminology for the framework, and later on we'll introduce you to the free workbook of integration exercises.